I'm Terry Saka, and this is Rigged Against You. Why war is necessary. I'm going to show you, this is going to be a brief podcast, but I want to show you some very real information to understand why they are escalating this war with Russia and talking about shooting long-range missiles into Moscow that is coming from the United States. I just saw a speech from the Polish president and the Polish leaders. They flat out told Blinken, get out. They don't want what you have. They are furious over there because they know the United States is trying to push for World War III. They're trying to bait Russia and Iran into overreacting so they can start a major conflict. But the question is, why is it necessary? And I'm going to show you right now why. And it starts with this. Let me make that bigger. The U.S. budget deficit in August alone. This is unbelievable. That's right. The year when the monthly budget deficit, we kind of meandering along, not great, not terrible. Someone in the Biden administration had a brilliant idea to spend a metric ass a ton of money to reboot the economy last month. So we don't go into a recession just in time for the election. And sure enough, government spending went into absolutely epic overdrive last month. Outlays hit a mind-blowing $686 billion, the highest since March. In a handful of crisis months during COVID, is the only time we ever had this level of crisis. Now, what does that mean? They are faking the economy. We are in recession right now. We should already be in a major market correction, probably 20%, 30%. I contend if a systemic issue takes place, accelerated war, some other form of pandemic, they are ditching the dollar and we will see a 50% crash in the market. So be very cautious. If you are in stocks, you better be prepared to go to cash or you are going to ride out a long time to get 50% back. Now, if it's only a 20, 30% correction, that could be a little better. They will print trillions, but they printed a staggering amount of money into the economy that I just showed you in August just to fake the markets, to keep them from collapsing before the election, because they know if it collapses before the election, then that's it. It's over. I mean, the cackle of Kamala will never, ever get it. I don't believe it. She's going to anyway. I think this is probably an 80%, 20% type of range in voting here. I really do, next to what they're going to rig. But there's more to this. That is a lot of phony printed currency at a time we are seriously in debt and on the edge of World War III. So why do they need war? Because we are financially in deep trouble. So they're lying, rigging the market system right now. But come that election, you better be careful because that market is coming off. There is no reason for it to stay up. It has to cleanse out. And this is the big reason they're trying. This is really what they're trying to hide is right here. They're trying to hide this. Under President Trump, mortgage rates were 2.77%. Under Kamala Harris and Biden, 7.75%. Housing is so unaffordable. Personal savings was up 385% under Trump, down 73% in Biden and Harris. Credit card delinquency was down 11%. We were really moving the economy in the right direction. And under Biden and Harris, delinquencies are up 50% in credit cards. And last but not least, savings. In the savings, it was up 8.2% under Trump, down 3.9%. Unbelievable numbers. And they have to fake it to keep it going because we're at the end of a cycle. And you're going to see why they need World War III. We are financially busted. We talk about the Great Depression. In the Great Depression, we were bankrupt as a country. All the banks collapsed. They consolidated to a handful of banks, started a great new deal. And then curiously, World War II started. It was World War II that brought 70% of the world's gold to the United States. Europe gave us all their gold, and we were giving them goods and services. After that, we were the wealthiest nation in the world, owning almost 70% of all gold, which back then, gold was the money. Big difference. Today, we are not only in debt more than any nation in the history of the world, trillions have to be printed, and trillions are going to be printed over the next year. Who's going to buy our debt? Who's going to bail us out this time? There is no one. The BRICS are rising come October 22nd with a new currency unit. 159 countries are signing on. That's 40% backed by gold. The world has shifted away from the United States. They are tired of our bully hegemony, extortion, and it's over. We better be prepared. Gold is already over $2,600 an ounce. Silver is ready to break that 32. We will see probably by the end of the year gold at $3,000 an ounce and silver at 50. This is the time. If you're going to do it, you better start reallocating and go to cash in the stock market, because if you don't, it's going to take years to materialize that back. And when you calculate inflation, you're not going to be in a place that you'll be happy about. Take a look at this. This one is the debt interest. Now, I want you to see over to the left. This is around 2008 on the left. It wasn't so bad, but see as it rises to the right. The green is the actual Social Security. But look at how Social Security has gone up from $600 billion to $1.4 trillion. It is unbelievably growing. Why? Because of inflation, too much printing of the currency. The same services for Social Security is costing a fortune, and look how high it's going. And then you look at the red. The red is the interest expense on our debt. It was only a few hundred billion back in 2008. Today, it is getting ready to top $1 trillion and moving towards $1.6 trillion, surpassing Social Security by the end of the year. Look at the red line on the right, how straight up it's going. And it's going to go parabolic because now they can't stop it. There's no way to pull it back. And then you see the kind of a beige line there. That's health spending. And you kind of get an idea now where it's going. Health spending in the military. So health spending there in the beige and the blue is the military spending. And that's about the same right now. But this is where America's financial condition is and why it is so important something happens. They need some event to blame the collapse that is coming. We can collapse the market 20, 30%, print trillions, lower rates, cause massive inflation, and maybe keep that market going for another year or so. But I really contend a depression is coming. Take a look at this one. The U.S. Treasury interest payments. Look how straight up these interest payments have gone in just the last 2 years. The last 3.5 years of this administration, we have exploded in spending on Green New Deal initiatives. That's where all of those trillions of dollars of spending Biden did. And I'm not sure where that is because there's no electric outputs. There's no nothing, right? Look at how straight up interest expense is going. It is extremely unhealthy. But what is this leading to? It's leading to a situation like this, where we're now in the interest expense showing you. Look over the years. Now, these are just all the different years, all these colors. It wasn't too bad, but look at the red line. It is going, this is this year, it is going through the roof, well over $1 trillion. The bottom line is it's over. The dollar is in trouble and it's over. And now what are we doing? We are doing this. Putin puts West on notice. Long-range arms for Ukraine will mean NATO is at war with Russia. They are baiting and egging him on to force him to overreact and potentially go into nuclear war. Now, I don't know about you folks, but nuclear war does not sound like a good idea. But why is war necessary? Because that financial data I just showed you, our dollar is done. They could raise taxes to 80%. It won't matter. We need a new system. We need to clear out the books. All of those holding U.S. treasuries, they're going to get a haircut, meaning if you own a trillion in treasuries, we may give you $100 billion. The only way they can get away with this is some form of World War III or a pandemic or some other major, major event. But that's how close we are right now to a major breakout of war. They're pushing it. This can happen at any time. Right now, we will be lucky if we hang on to the economy to get to the election. It's not a given right now. It's not a given that that stock market can hold. If the smart money realizes they will start selling in droves and it will sell off in October or even sooner before the election. If they can hang on, you can bet your dollar after that election, that market's coming down. That dollar's coming down. Gold and silver will absolutely go to new levels. Now is the time to start making changes. If you haven't, you're going to make a big mistake. Start getting prepared, relax, be with peace, but buckle up, because once we start putting long-range missiles into Russia, this whole thing is going to change. And with 159 countries supporting Russia, China, and the BRICS, everything has changed. The fourth turning is upon us. Are you ready? So until next week, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.